Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's been a long weekend. It's been a long week. Hallelujah. And a short week, a long weekend. It will be a short week, and it's been a long weekend. I hope everyone had a wonderful time. I hope everyone was safe and conducted themselves with the mind of loving others. Hallelujah. I'm talking about got your mask on. Hallelujah. I pray that you had a wonderful time with family and friends and your loved ones. Even you say, well, what could we do? We were just sheltered in. We couldn't do nothing. Well, you had Jesus. Hallelujah. You had a meal on the table. Hallelujah. It was the day that the Lord had made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I pray that you found a way to enjoy your day or your weekend. God is good. God is good. God is good. And we thank Him for this. Good morning, Mother. Thank you again for your faithfulness and your dutifulness. We pray that God continues to comfort you and give you the prayer that you're asking Him for in Jesus' name. Well, good morning with all of that. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, sons and daughters called to pray, daughters and sons. Call to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. We welcome you. We just thank everyone for coming in. And they had a young man call and say that he was inspired by the show. So we were really encouraged by that. And I won't call names. I hadn't had permission. So I don't call names that I don't have permission to use. Amen. But we thank the Lord. So, Brother Dunlap, you're not the only one now. So we're really going to have to change that from daughters and sons, or sons and daughters called to pray. Children of God, coming before Him and coming in His presence in prayer, because we recognize the need for prayer. In other words, we recognize that we have to come before our Father, and there are a lot of petitions and for help, for guidance, for direction. We don't know where we're going. I was looking at my calendar, and what I wrote in it when I first got it, over each month, I wrote with God's help. September with God's help. And I don't know all that I was thinking about when I wrote it, but I wrote it all of the 12 months. Top of the calendar, I wrote with God's help. Little did I know when I sat down and wrote this, the world was going to need God's help. Amen. Hallelujah. Going to need God's help. My God. So when we come in to pray, we recognize, we need God's help. Mm. Oh, my God. If we have said it, with God's help. But I'm telling you, this is so profound. It is so true. Lord, we are just standing here. Some are so helpless. Can't even move. Don't just confuse and just the thought of what is this that we're in. And then America, we can't say that America, all of this is new. This that is going on was never dealt with. And I understand that a lot of people's feelings is based on confusion and ignorance. And when their eyes are open, it's going to be fast because they're going to realize that things are not just what they think. Just not. And the hatred that was spewed and the dehumiliation of a human being. And we need God because both sides, this whole country, all of us, we need God. We need him because we can go look at this, we can look at yes, horrible things, but so many people are doing horrible things to each other. No, it's just a mess. And God is the only one who can help us. God is the only one. Then we have sickness and disease. Now they're talking about the flu coming. God is the only one who can help us. On top of the pandemic, God is the only one. People are losing their homes and losing their jobs. And to tell the truth, we know that the medical society, our world, don't know what to do. And they're being blamed. Well, you said this. And you said that. They don't know. They don't know. God is the only one who can give the answer. That's why it's prayer time. God is the only, God is the answer. God is the answer. And there are those with the church. We coming up with new stuff. Praying, Lord, how do I hold the church together? What does that mean? A lot of stuff is going on. It's prayer time. My God. It's prayer time. It's time to get close. What's that song? Get right with God and do it now. Hallelujah. That's what time it is. It's get right time. It's time to get right with God. It's past the time. Those of us who believe in prayer must truly exercise what we believe. Amen. And when we think about all, it's overwhelming, but not for God. Oh, God. My song, I love someone. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Oh, my God, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. We don't have hope in nothing else. And we've got to trust God. We have to. Because everything else is like holding on to wax on our very hot thing. And talking about that, they said over a million acres, over a million acres have burned in California. It don't have much, it can't be a whole lot more left. People are losing homes. They look like towns. My Lord. And Colorado, they having snow in the summer. And hurricanes are out on that ocean. My God. And should we think twice about prayer? We have to be persistent about it. We have to be determined that this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray. We're going to go to our Father. He's the only help. Anything else, anyone else is false. It's just false. And it's hopeless. As we talked about on Friday, the solid rock, the anchor. Our anchor holds on the solid rock. And it's not down in the ocean. Glory to God. He's up in the highest, in the heavens. Hallelujah. Our God, our faith is in our God. And we have to be persistent. We have to be determined that this is what we're going to do. Because he's the help. And there may be people who don't understand that, but that's okay. We pray for them too. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is so good. And I know that maybe somebody's racking with pain. But we're here to tell you God is good. God is here. And we're praying and asking God to ease that pain. He'll do it. To ease the pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Mother, we need you this morning. We need you to pray. Thank you, Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, as we bow in the most humble way we know how, Lord, we ask you to bless, come, and Father God, work out the situation in this circumstance, Lord. Father God, heal, hallelujah, heal to the uppermost, Lord. This mouth is your will. Your life and will must be done in everything, Father. And help us accept your will, Lord.
Yes.
Now, in this morning, Lord, to see your children through, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity, and we thank you for the privilege. We thank you that you let us rise this morning. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to be humble and oh, Father God, in thy name of Jesus. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift you up in praises, Lord. Oh, thank you, hallelujah. Lord, feel the through, Lord. Father, see them through. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us strength, give us the knowledge. And Father, help us to be obedient to your mighty will, Lord. And in the divine order, Lord, we want you to be pleased with us. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your love this morning. Thank you for your blessings and your kindness, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless your children, Lord. Father God, just bless your hospital this morning. The sick and shut in and the victim one, Lord. But help their unbelief, Lord. Give them. And then, Lord, help us all to work it out in our lives with your help and your grace and your mercy, Lord. And we look to the hills which come down here, Lord. Help, Lord, help with you, Lord. Thank you for the favor. Thank you how you keep them out.
Hallelujah. It's God. It's all about him. Ooh, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for how you are our leading post. We can trust you. Oh, God, you're kind to us. Oh, God, and we thank you. And we thank you for your kindness in Jesus. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, God is good. God is good. His name is good. His name is good. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You know, Mother, I know this is putting you on the spot, but for some reason while I was talking, I was just led to ask you if you had anything you wanted to say. Amen, amen, amen. And we stand in agreement with you for that. I don't know why, but I just had that on. It just came up that you had to ask if you had something to say. Amen.
Please, the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We ask God to send his angels and God, his people, as they're on the highways and the byways. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, our scripture for the morning, you know, is always Genesis, the first chapter. I tell you, I don't know, it's just good to be obedient. It's good to be obedient. And we know who we're obedient to. When we read this, it just leaps in our spirit and gives us joy and confidence. We know that our God is the creator of all. Our Father. And that's who we strive. This is who we strive to please. In the beginning, what does it say? God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning. So we know that. We know who we serve. We know whose kingdom we're in. This one right here. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. And scripture says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the world. God said, oh my Lord. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. That it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Oh my God. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. That's all right. Now that's who we serve. That's who we pray to. This is who we pray to. And then in verse 26 of the same chapter, it says this, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God, created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now that's what God said. That's what he did. He created us in his own image and in his life. It's not a piece of the wood, a piece of something that we made from something God had already created. I think I mentioned as we were getting ready to go to Isaiah 43, but I saw some place where they said there was a debate between a believer and an atheist. And so the believer said to the atheist, well, you go and create something. So the atheist, the non-believer, went to grab some salt. He said, no, you can't do that. You didn't create that. You create something at you from what you have made. You can't do it. Can't do it. It all belongs to God. He is the creator. Hallelujah. Our God created everything. Oh, yes, he did. He made us. We didn't make him. He made to be called a child of God. Oh, God. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. That's what the word says. Blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations, not just one nation, all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. That's who our hope is in. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no saving. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Woo! Glory to God. Our hope, this is who our hope is in. Woo! Glory to God. This is who our faith is in. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. We thank God. And, you know, it is so good to hear what God says. He gives witness to who he is. And so when we call on his name, we just not calling on the name of saying, shouting, and just in the air. It's directed somewhere to someone. And it's the great creator, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we know that he cares about us. We know that we're important to him. We know that. We know because John 15 says, this is in red, beautiful red, Jesus is speaking. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bringeth not fruit has taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. We are the branches. We are the branches. Hallelujah. Abiding in the vine. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the branches. Abiding in the vine. Isn't that a beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd. It says, in the beginning, John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're in a good place. We're in a good place. We're in a safe place. Excuse me, I'll close in scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Wholeness, completeness in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Our benediction. Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in confidence that your God is God. Until we meet again at the appointed place, we thank God for you. Love you.
Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed day.
I'm on my way to the doctor. See you later.
Okay.